Chapter 35. Armand Izart Correctional Facility, Coruscant.
In the citrus green corridor leading to the visitors' meeting hall, Dalla overtook the Jedi Tahiri Vela, who was also dressed in a prison yellow jumpsuit, also on her way to the hall. But Tahiri moved far more slowly than Dalla. The Jedi, unlike the deposed chief of state, was shackled at wrist and ankle with stun cuffs, a concession to the greater theoretical danger a fully trained force wielder posed. In addition, while Dalla was accompanied by a standard blocky security droid, Tahiri was escorted by a YVH combat droid, often a match for an armed and unrestrained Jedi, and certainly too great an obstacle for an unarmed and restrained one. Dalla fell in beside Tahiri.
So, death.
Tahiri glanced sidelong at her.
You first. Calm me and let me know what it's like.
I don't think so. I'll walk out of this wretched place. You'll be leaving in an urn. You killed a hero.
How many have you killed, including your enemies and your subordinates?
Dalla gave Tahiri a smile that she knew belonged on a toothed cartilaginous fish.
At least I have friends and allies left. What was it like to receive the death sentence with no one left in the courtroom even pretending to care about you?
I expect I'll have friends again by the time I'm your age.
Dalla resumed her earlier pace, leaving Tahiri behind. Being honest with herself, she considered that conversation no better than a draw, and she wasn't entertained by it. Dalla and her escort reached the admissions chamber into the visitors' hall. Like most transition zones in the prison, this chamber was built along the paradigm of an airlock, heavily reinforced, with only one door, the hall side or the corridor side, capable of being opened at a time. Once she and her guard droid were inside, the hall side door, built as though for a treasure vault, slid closed, and a hemispherical module studded with glows and readouts extended itself from the ceiling, scanning her. It would, she knew, determine the extent and nature of all prosthetics on her body, sniff for chemical explosives, take a sample brain scan, and compare its patterns with those on record for her. Time-consuming, tedious, absolutely necessary. Necessary when dealing with dangerous criminals. She fumed, but did not let the chamber's holocam see that. Finally, the opposite side vault door opened, admitting her to another short green corridor. The corridor was wide, with ample seating on both sides, hard and uncomfortable-looking chairs in a darker industrial green. Prison guards waited in a couple of those chairs. The security droid drew to the side and allowed Dalla to proceed alone. The door at the far end slid up to admit her into the visitors' hall. It was, depressingly, much like the ones she'd seen all her life in holodramas about prisons. This was a square chamber. One entire wall was made up of booths. Each booth had a chair and a table, and was concealed from the booths right and left by partitions. Each faced a pane of reinforced transparasteel. On the other side of the transparasteel, out in the free world, was a corresponding chair and table for the use of visitors. About two-thirds of the booths were occupied. The remainder of this room was open, dominated by three human guards and three security droids. Dalla announced herself to the droid station nearest the door.
Admiral Natasi Dalla.
She refused to use her prisoner number, and the facility's warden, perhaps as a gesture of respect, had not gone to any effort to discipline her when she failed to do so. She'd have to remember that. The warden had visited her once and had shown her an acceptable, if minimal, level of respect. He was walking a tightrope between doing his duty and demonstrating sympathy, and Dalla appreciated both his adroitness and his sentiments. When she returned to power, she'd have to look into the man and his record. The droid gestured to one of the booths.
Number six.
She sat at number six. Her visitor was already there. It was her attorney, Otha Tavarkian.